Nathaniel Hawthorne's short story, The Minister's Black Veil, is excellent for our purposes because it gives us a very clear idea and a very clear example of the basic plot elements that we've been talking about in class. For example, in the story's opening or first few paragraphs, we get a very good example of exposition. And you may remember that exposition is background information. And in the first few paragraphs of this story, we learn a little bit about the community that Reverend Hooper is from. We learn a little bit about what his past is and what people think about him, and we get set up for the strange appearance of Father Hooper when he shows up with the black veil on. We then get into the rising action of the story, which you may remember is a term that refers to the events in a story, usually each more dramatic than the last, that give us more and more insight into the character, into their situation. And they help us understand a little bit about what the story is all about. And in the case of the minister's black veil, the rising action is, you know, the funeral that he oversees, the wedding that he oversees, his confrontation with Elizabeth, who wants him to take off the veil, and which he refuses to do, all of which leads up to the climax of the story, when Father Hooper is lying on his deathbed, and the people who have gathered there actually try to forcibly remove the veil from his face, at which point he, you know, keeps them away, pushes them away, and refuses to let them do what they want to do. And he gives his very cryptic explanation at the end of the story, which is really the climax. And when that's when he reveals that he may be wearing an actual black veil, but everybody who is fixated on him and is fixated on what he may have done wrong also wears a veil, also has a secret sin that is between them and the rest of the world. There really isn't a denouement or falling action at the end of The Minister's Black Veil, which really concludes with the climax, with the death of Father Hooper. You will notice that in some of the stories you've read this semester, the climax is the end, and in others there are better examples of falling action, which we will be seeing coming up in our readings.